AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court for permission to resume deportations of Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador under an 18th century wartime law. That's as a court fight continues. President Trump is taking another shot at culture that he thinks is too liberal. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's already forced changes at the Kennedy Center and Columbia University. Now, the Smithsonian. The president signed an order going after funding for programs that advance what he calls divisive narratives and improper ideology. He's singling out the Smithsonian's African American history, women's history, and art museums, saying they should be places to learn, not be subjected to ideological indoctrination. He's putting Vice President Vance in charge of efforts to remove improper ideology from all parts of the Smithsonian, including the National Zoo. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A powerful earthquake rocked Myanmar and neighboring Thailand today. It destroyed buildings, a bridge, and a dam. Three people have died. In an AP interview, tourist Fraser Morton says he was in a high-rise shopping mall hoping to buy camera equipment when the earthquake struck.
All of a sudden, the whole building just began to move. Immediately, there was screaming, there was a lot of panic. I just started walking calmly at first, but then the building started really moving and a lot of screaming, a lot of panic, people running the wrong way down the escalators, like lots of banging and crashing inside the mall. I got outside and then looked up at the building, that one there, and this whole building was just moving, dust and debris. It was pretty intense.
Utah has become the first state to ban fluoride in public drinking water, despite widespread opposition from dentists and national health organizations. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are falling on Wall Street following some discouraging updates on inflation and how much U.S. households may be willing to spend. The S&P 500 was down 1% in the first hour of trading Friday. The index is on track to erase the last of what had been a winning week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 387 points. It's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite was 1.5% lower. Lululemon Athletica sank about 15%. The company said its sales growth may slow in the coming year as shoppers become more hesitant to spend because of worries about inflation and the overall economy.
Elon Musk says he's not cutting Social Security through his DOGE agency. He told Fox News that the department's cost-cutting measures won't affect the amount of their Social Security benefits.
This is what we're trying to do, is ensure that people do receive their benefits in the future. And you can only receive your benefits if the country is operating in a healthy and competent way.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.